For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The 119th Army-Navy game was held in Philadelphia this year. Here's Westwood One Sports John Sadak with the call. A big win for Army.
The Black Knights take down Navy 17-10. Army with its third straight win.
And the Black Knights will face Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl on December 22nd. President Trump was at the game. Before he left Washington for Philly, he announced the exit of his chief of staff.
John Kelly will be leaving toward the end of the year, at the end of the year, and I appreciate his service very much.
Kelly met with the president on Friday night to work out the terms of their split. Word of Kelly's departure comes a day after the president named his picks for Attorney General and Ambassador to the United Nations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump has made his choice for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Clements reports.
Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is the choice of President Trump to become the next top military advisor, replacing General Joseph Dunford, who is retiring in October of next year.
Mark Milley, as you know, was just appointed the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to be determined date. A little bit later in the year, they usually give quite a bit of notice for a lot of reasons.
Milley's a four-star general who served combat command in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. I'm John Clemens.
Five teenagers and a mother are dead, and 60 people are injured at a rap concert in a club in the Italian town of Coronado. About 1,000 people were attending when a pepper spray-like substance filled the room, causing panic. One of the emergency doors was locked. A small wall near the entrance collapsed, crushing the skulls of the victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump spoke at a national conference on crime in Kansas City. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The president delivered the closing address at the 2018 Project Safe Neighborhoods National Conference. The meeting is sponsored by the Justice Department. The White House says Project Safe Neighborhoods is the centerpiece of the department's strategy for reducing violent crime.
An important milestone in our campaign to make America safe again is the reduction in the murder rate. Murders in America's largest cities are projected to drop by more than 8% compared to 2016, a remarkable turnaround in just two short years.
This year, there was a new all-time record for the prosecution of violent crime. 15,300 defendants were prosecuted for federal gun crimes, almost 20% more than the previous record.
The economy has added 155,000 jobs as the unemployment rate remains near historic lows, John Clemens reports.
The U.S. economy has created more than 2 million new jobs in 2018 in healthcare, construction, manufacturing, and in hospitality. Elaney Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 155,000 in November, and the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Job gains occurred in healthcare, in manufacturing, and in transportation and warehousing.
The unemployment rate is now at a 49-year low. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.